You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's already Sunday, June 11th, 2017. Here's a powerful report from John Bowne. Again, we're live.
Broke my leg. June 10th, 2017, Act for America, led by global Islamic terrorism expert Bridget Gabriel, staged roughly 30 anti-Sharia rallies in cities across America to bring average Americans face-to-face with those that would support honor killings, female mutilation, and a creeping non-conformist Sharia law into the final holdout known as these United States of America.
Why I'm here is if they start violence, if they start attacking people, vandalizing, cops are generally told to back down throughout America. It's going to take the American people to stand up to these guys and put them in their place. You know, they have every right to do this. I respect that. I'm a patriot. But I will not sit by and watch them assault or vandalize. Look at this. Back to your group and be safe. You tell me. You got a mask.
Which group is this?
You got a mask.
Which group is this?
I told you. So bottom line is, these guys have got to know that America's not going to put up with it.
Lauren Morris, a victim of female mutilation and protected by Oath Keepers after her life was threatened for speaking at the event, spoke in solidarity with the victims of Sharia law already affecting females in the United States.
So what happened was Act for America put up the Facebook event, right? March Against Sharia. And somehow decided or heard from other people that call Act for America a hate group. So all of a sudden here comes all these terms. Racism, which Islam is not a race.
You know, Islam isn't a race. You know, your sign makes no sense.
If you took a poll with any of these people over here, I'll bet you they could not even tell you what Sharia is. I don't see any Muslim people out there. Do you see any Muslim people out there? They don't want to associate with these people. These people started their own agenda, and they started their own march, and they made it about Trump, and we're standing out there all day with our signs about women's rights, you know, safety for women, you know, domestic violence and all this kind of stuff, and they're out there yelling bigot, fascist, everything. So they changed the narrative and they took it away. They took it away, and they're coming out here marching for something that we are not about. But the statistics that I got just this week is that there are somewhere between 27 and 30 actual honor killings that get discovered and get found out in the U.S. here in the U.S. And Texas is a high-risk state for that. New York is a high-risk state for that. You know, the public doesn't see it because these are women who live in the shadows. You got to understand, these are women that are not allowed to do anything. They're not allowed to go outside without a guardian. Okay? And they're bringing a culture like that to the greatest country on the earth that has laws to protect them better than any place they have ever lived, ever. Our laws protect women. And the Sharia courts that want to raise up, that's what it's about. They want to take those rights away from women.
You're standing with the white supremacist guys with you.
White supremacists.
Are these guys?
Or am I a white supremacist too?
No, some of them are Confederate flags and KKK stuff.
We're just Americans.
They think this is a Nazi flag.
There's a lawyer that actually thought that was a Nazi flag.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Kekistan, and we're going to create our own country of like-minded people that aren't triggered by the minutia that you focus on every day of your life.
This is the free speech trap, and they fell for it, and they're caught like rats. They don't know what to do. And as soon as I get up here, I get called a fascist Nazi and all this other shit. This guy's pissed his pants while he's telling me this.
As expected, the Soros shill patrol known as Antifa was in full effect, offering zero topics for a rational debate. Their mind-numbing, cult-like teenage shrills, a reverse of the intended effect of dividing the Americans that gathered to question Antifa's moronic subversion, actually bringing average taxpaying Americans on their day off together to focus on the tide of extremism threatening the country's future. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're broadcasting worldwide and we're live on this Sunday, the 11th day of June, 2017. Jack Posobiec will be joining us in the second hour. His new book came out today, but the reason I called him to come on is I saw a New York Times story that illustrates everything we're dealing with the fake mainstream news. It said, well, here's the headline. It says in the article that no one ever said in Congress that Trump was not told that he wasn't under investigation by the Russians, or that Trump had ever blocked an investigation into the Russians. And then I've got the congressional clips of Senator Burr, you name it. It's all right here, and it makes my head spin that they sit there and they lie in the New York Times and say Jack Posobiec put out a fake headline that got picked up by InfoWars and then picked up by Rush Limbaugh this week. And that is that Trump never ordered. These lies are so incredible that Trump never ordered the FBI director Comey to stop investigating, or that Trump never tried to influence the investigation. And I've got multiple hearings, including the one last week, where Comey says that's the case. And then they write news articles saying it's fake news. They even show a quote Posobiec put out, and they say this is fake. And we have C-SPAN on May 3rd, and then again this week, whatever date it was. What was Thursday's date? If it's the 11th now, the 10th, the 9th, the 8th? I mean, these lies are so blaring and so incredible, I have trouble even being able to articulate it. It's so simple, it's complex. It's so whopper that I don't even know what to do at this point. And of course, I'm in the article. It says I'm fake. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play you the clip of last Thursday in the hearing of him answering the question on national television. It was on every major news network in the country, probably in the world. And they just say it's fake. Here's the headline of the New York Times. A pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet, and a runaway story. Now, I'm getting Posobiec on about this. I'm not getting into all the other news, but this is huge because it deals with fake news. This illustrates everything. It's a Rosetta Stone. It's a skeleton key. It opens every door because we're going to show you the clip last Thursday, and we're going to show you the clip from May 3rd when he also previously said it, and then they say it never happened. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to believe me after I play the clips. You can Google James Comey, Trump did not ask me to drop investigation into Russia election meddling, and you'll get AP, Reuters, London Independent, but none of it makes it on TV. I mean, look, right here. Just type it in. You'll get hundreds of stories. But we have the video. I mean, just forget having to read it. It's not just us saying it. James Comey, Trump did not ask me to drop investigation into Russia election meddling. And then we have the clip. Senator Burr asked him the question, but so did others. We've got him saying it three times on Thursday. Three of them. I was covering it live Thursday. David Knight was covering it live. We played the clips. We're going to go over all of it for you, but here's the problem. I've got a stack of news here today that's just as fake. I don't even have time to cover all the lies. That's where they're beating us, is they're lying so much in such a wall of deception that we can't even counter it. You've just got to know they're lying. Here's another one. Trump's son tweeted 80 times in defense of his father. And in there, he's saying, my dad didn't order him to stop investigating this. He was saying, see, vindicated. Comey said, in the tweet, he says, see, Comey says my dad didn't order him to do it, because he didn't. If my dad orders you, it's completely clear. And then that is on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, everywhere, with the headline that Trump's oldest son confirms the testimony that Comey gave that he was ordered to stop investigating. Now, there's a double lie there. He didn't tweet that. He said the opposite. And the real video of Comey three times last Thursday, he says that Trump didn't. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we have, I don't even know how you can lie like this. I mean, this gives me a headache. This gives me a headache. Because it's just so insane. So let me cover this first. I'll get into all the other news, and then Jack Posobiec's joining us. No, they hate Jack Posobiec because he's effective. Just like we're effective at InfoWars, just like Paul Watson's effective at PrisonPlanet.com, just like people like Mike Cernovich are effective with the great work he's doing, because we're in live time battling these people, and we're pointing out their lies. And I was on my Twitter this morning, on Real Alex Jones, and I saw Cernovich, who we should probably get on tomorrow. He's such a great guy. Only person I know that has more energy than I do. And he tweets that, look, the New York Times says that this was never said. And I clicked it, and I could not believe it. But you know what? I should have believed it, because it already happened to me back a few weeks ago. Let me start going over this. I'm going to play the clips here for you. And this is the video. You know, we're live right now on the radio, hundreds of stations across the country, streaming at InfoWars.com as a television broadcast, InfoWars.com/show. But this is what you should send your so-called liberal friends and just say, do you like being lied to? Because they say we're the fake news all day and use like the one correction we do a year where we make a mistake and go, look, he admits he's fake. He, Jones, you know, no, it's because we're not fake. Then we make mistakes, we come and tell you. Our credibility is everything, and that means when we're wrong, we'll tell you. This is the media that's been caught lying so much and in so many ways it makes everybody's head spin. So here's the facts. Here's the London Independent, Thursday, June 8th, 2017. James Comey, Trump did not ask me to drop investigation into Russian election meddling. And there's a quote of that. Now, let's enter the next story. This is one from the 18th of May with yours truly, the exact same story. Stock surge as trading floors watched breaking InfoWars video. It was 2 weeks old and wrong, okay? It was 2 weeks old. It was not wrong. It contradicted the Comey memo. The Comey memo came out the day before, which he now admits was the FBI director leaking it. And so now he's saying in a memo, according to the leak, Trump ordered him to stop, but we have him 2 weeks before at that time, on May 3rd, telling Congress that no one, the AG or anybody else in the administration, he said no one did. It'd be a big deal if anybody did. So we put that out and said, okay, he's either lying about the memo, which he now says the president didn't order him, or he's lying in his testimony. And that's what my story was about. They then got pissed off that the stock market that had been plunging shot up. They talked to the head of the stock market. They said, no, it was the InfoWars story, Alex Jones. I then begged listeners, Drudge, everybody else, to make it the number one story. It did become a huge story because he's saying there's a memo that says Trump ordered him to lie or ordered him to shut down an investigation. Then he's saying months later, no one ever told me that. That's incredibly newsworthy. They just spin the whole thing and go, it's fake. Now they've done it to Posobiec, but this time it was last Thursday on video three times. When we come back, we're going to devastate these scumbag liars that think you're stupid.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, we have some of the best job numbers since 1984. We have $3+ trillion in the stock market, 16 points added since he was sworn in January 20th. Another 4 points before he even got sworn in, just on anticipation. We've got big media trying to deep six the economy everywhere, cheerleading for the fall of Trump. That's coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's get into bona fide, pure, absolute, concerted Daily Beast, New York Times, and others lying about InfoWars, lying about yours truly, lying about Rush Limbaugh, lying about Jack Posobiec, lying about anybody that tells the truth. So if you just joined us, there is a New York Times article that came out today. For TV viewers, I'll put it on screen. And it's titled, to be technical, I guess it came out last night. It's June 11th. This is a June 10th, so it came out on Saturday. A pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet, and a runaway story. And you read the article, and it's not till the very end that they tell the truth. But they know that 90% of people only read the headline, and then only about half the people out there even read down, you know, just a little bit, depending on which demographic you look at. But when you come to the internet, a lot of folks just look at the headline. But when you actually look at it, less than half read to the bottom. There's different studies, different angles. But they know that most people don't read the majority of the story. They look at headlines. And so you read a pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet, and a runaway story. And then you read the article. Jack Posobiec had his Twitter sites on James B. Comey, a pro-Trump activist notorious for his amateur sleuthing into red herrings, and they make up stuff. And then you read in the article, they've got a quote and say, here is the fake tweet. Now I'm going to read you the fake tweet, and you're going to see the video. Hirano, that's the congressperson. So, if the Attorney General or senior officials of the Justice Department opposes a specific investigation, can they halt the FBI investigation? Comey. In theory, yes. Comey. Goes on. Have any of them done that? No. In my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that without an appropriate purpose, I mean, where oftentimes they give us opinions and we don't see a case, there are, you ought to stop investigating resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for political reasons that would be a very big deal. It's not happening in my experience. And then he goes on to say, no one has done that. No one ever. Now, that's very, very, very clear. But they say, all the way through the article, he put out a completely fake story in the New York Times. They're just saying it's fake. Later at the end of the article, they say, actually, this was back in May, and they weren't talking about the president. They were talking about the AG or the Attorney General's office in general. But Comey says, no, that'd be a big deal if anybody did that, because you don't tell the FBI not to do something. That would be a big deal. Nobody did that. Now, that's clear. Because I made a big deal out of this clip last month, because that's when Comey came out and released the memo. We now know he was the leaker. Trump said that early on. It's confirmed. That's the big issue here. That's so huge, so criminal, so illegal. And Comey came out and released this memo, implying, but not even let you see the memo, that Trump had ordered him to stop the investigation. So the media for a month ran with that. But now it turns out the memo doesn't even actually say that. So that's the big hoax. That's the other big fake news. So how do they fix that? Well, they just put out articles in the Daily Beast, the New York Times. Alex Jones is a liar. How dare him boost the stock market? This has no pertinent. Why was there a two-week-old clip? Why, he said it was new. No, I didn't. In our report that Kit Daniels wrote, I said this is a two-week-old clip of him 2 months after the memo is written that we now hear of, saying no one tried to influence him. That's totally pertinent. It absolutely impeaches his testimony, 101 Perry Mason style. So how do they counter it? They say it's fake, it's misleading, it's not true, hoping you just don't read the story. But forget the story. We're going to play the videos for you. But it gets better. Let's go to the clip from May, and then let's go to the clip from Thursday with Senator Burr. Here is the clip, the flashback from May.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
It's not happened in my experience. They went, oh, fake news. They're saying the attorney general. That's the president's office. That's the executive. That's the same thing. It's very clear that in his experience, it's not happened. This is 2 months after the secret memo, February 18th, is written, that they don't give the press. Somebody leaks it. Comey now admits it, if he were hiding in a cave somewhere. So this adds great credibility to Trump. What do they do about it? They ignore it. But what do they do when three different senators asked the question last Thursday and it's in the news? What do we do? What do we do? It confirmed everything Trump said. You just come out and you say Trump's son says that his father ordered him, or, you know, ordered Comey to not investigate. It's not true. His son didn't say it. But CNN just runs the headline and they don't care. Same deal. Total lies. Because they're so scared of this, of Comey being impeached. He's being exposed as a liar. So let's go to Senator Burr. Very quick clip. New headlines everywhere about it. Ask him about it. And Comey says, no, he did not order me to stop the Russia investigation. Is this fake news too? Here it is.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
Director, when the president requested that you, and I quote, let Flynn go, General Flynn had an unreported contact with the Russians, which is an offense. And if press accounts are right, there might have been discrepancies between facts and his FBI testimony. In your estimation...
All right, folks, we'll be right back. The point is, Posobiec's tweet is the exact words.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What happens to the New York Times and the Daily Beast and others when they get caught saying Comey never said that Trump did not ask him to drop the Russia investigation? We just played the clips of last week and then a month before in two different hearings, Comey saying that, and then they write articles saying, I'm lying, Jack Posobiec's lying, Cernovich is lying. Well, we just played you the clips. And that's what they're doing. They're just branding us as the liars. I figured this out. They've just picked us to say we're the liars because they know full well there are hundreds of headlines like this in the London Independent, AP, Reuters, you name it, where they did still put out the truth, but it never hit the nightly news. James Comey, Trump did not ask me to drop investigation into Russian election meddling, but I just played you the video clips in the last segment. And that's it. They know not to challenge so-called journalistic groups when they watch C-SPAN and write what we wrote. They just say, oh, Alex Jones and Jack Posobiec and Mike Cernovich, they're liars, it's fake, and then don't even show where we're liars. Or they show an exact tweet by Posobiec that is the exact words of one of the hearings and say he's a liar and then say I'm a liar in the article. I'm asking you a question. How dumb do you think they think we are? Or is it true we're this dumb? That's the question. And I'm going to take that clip from right at that point and put it on the front of a Facebook and a YouTube video and just lay all that out later that's going to go viral. I mean, New York Times caught red-handed, man. And the problem is it's like this every day. I've got so many articles where I know the facts. I've seen the clips. I've read the bill. And I'm reading it, and it's just total lies. Here's the Daily Beast. Jones put out the fake story that there were hearings, and Comey said that Trump never asked him to drop the Russian investigation. Jones is a filthy liar. More coming up at 5 o'clock. And you're just like, what? And then I go to any party or anywhere in public, and people walk up and they go, oh, you're all over the news. You're that guy. You're like known as the ultimate liar. And I'm like, yeah, ultimate liar, yeah. Sure I am. But that's the idiots. I mean, there's a large portion of the public that understands they're being lied to. Not because I told them. They figured it out for themselves. But I don't see how the New York Times is getting away with this. I don't see how CNN is getting away with this. I don't see how they do this anymore. Because, I mean, I saw the clip. And I read the tweets that were similar. Where Donald Jr. was live time tweeting the same stuff we were tweeting. Not that he was even following us. It's true. Comey says, no, he never asked me to block the Russian investigation. He tweets, total vindication. Exactly what my dad said. If my dad told him to do it, it'd be straightforward. They go, they said if his dad told him that, it'd be straightforward. That means his dad did do it. No, Comey said it didn't happen. They don't care. They just say that Donald Jr. admits his dad did it. Complete opposite. Who cares? Because, see, they know Donald Jr. isn't a coward. He's one of the best people around his father who's got this country's back. And that's why they're out to destroy him as well and slap him down and demonize him and attack him. Shut up. Stop it. You didn't see them say that on C-SPAN. Word for word, he tweets what happened. Oh, did you see Donald Jr. lying again? Why, he says that Comey says that Trump never said stop the Russian investigation. And listen, I've got more news than I could cover in 15 hours. I've got over 150 articles here, 30 or 40 video clips. But sometimes you just can't focus on all of it because there's just too much. I could spend the next 5 hours just on this. This is insane. His son is on Fox News and in tweets saying, of course my dad didn't order him to do that. It wouldn't be all ambiguous. If my dad was ordering him to do something, he'd have just done it. But Comey's like, well, he didn't order me, but I felt like I was. And his son's like, that's BS. My dad's incredibly straightforward. Oh, you admit he did it. You admit it. I mean, these people are scum. During the break, I went back there and got some more water. And I was sitting there watching CNN, and it was just like, Trump doesn't talk to Obama. He's the first president not to talk to other presidents. He's a horrible person. Just everything, hammering, hammering, hammering. Before I get to all this other news, I want to explain to people that may be on the fence why I'm backing Trump so hard, why other conservatives kind of do it halfway or want to ride the fence, or act like they're all holier than thou, and, well, you know, Trump could have done better here or better there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at history, globalists have multinational monopoly combines. That's what globalism is. Multinational, tax-exempt, diplomatically immune, totally cold-blooded organizations have never been more afraid of anything than they have of Donald John Trump. Because he's not just some nationalist in the UK or some nationalist in France. He's a nationalist, free market capitalist, American system guy that just took over the biggest economy in the world and is exposing that unelected multinationals have come in and taken over. And he's turning the economy back on because globalists can't compete with their monopoly economy against a free market economy. So they need America and its free market system to die to bring in their new managed economy. They can't deal with this. And there are some people that have been involved in the, you know, larger levels of governance, like Peter Thiel and others who know this, who's been actively trying to stop the New World Order, been trying to explain to people that non-capitalist, non-free market systems are hellish and we can't have a hybrid between communism and free market. It's going to be a disaster. And Trump is another one of those voices. Stephen Bannon is another one of those voices that want sanity, that want growing economies, that want an upwardly mobile middle class who aren't cold-blooded globalist consolidators, who aren't selfish jerks. And so I look at Trump, $3 trillion plus in the stock market, 16% added since he was sworn in, another 4 or 5% since he was just president-elect. That's 20-something points. I look at hundreds of billions of new jobs, thousands of companies announcing expansion or return, and I see our flatline economy going over a cliff, suddenly bouncing back, and a good heart rate coming back, and the best jobs numbers since 1984, and just on and on and on, and new coal plants opening up, and coal mines reopening, the cheapest energy, the cleanest in the world, with the scrubbers. And I see him standing up to radical Islam, and I see him beginning 43% drop in illegals pouring across the border. And I see all of it, and I see all the mainstream media and the communist Chinese and the corrupt evil Pope, the globalist anti-Catholic Pope, and all these people piled on telling us how evil he is in Hollywood, and just people panicked on the streets seeing me like I'm Satan because I just want lower taxes and to have our own sovereignty. When all Trump's doing, I was talking to these people yesterday on the street, we're freaking out. They go, we're businessmen. We know our 401ks are doing great, and we know our mutual funds are doing great, but we're really worried, you know, because on and on and on. They just weren't even living in the real world. It was just all this fantasy, this hype by Hollywood and MSM that's lying to them. I mean, it's so obvious that Trump's the real deal, truly delivering, and they're just lying everywhere, and only the weak-minded are buying into it. And folks buy into it via peer pressure, you name it. It is an example of leaders versus followers. But leaders have now come to the fore again to try to dial us back from destruction.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Donald Trump is the man in the arena. You got a bunch of followers, a bunch of cowards, a bunch of idiots who live in a free country and have prosperity because their forebears fought and died for it. Believing a bunch of corporate-owned foreign globalist media that has hijacked this country via modern colonialism. Corporate colonialism is what globalism is. and who are using third world populations to come in and drive down wages and balkanize and break up countries. And the full power of this exploitive globalist system is pointed at Europe and the United States trying to bring us down. Because if there's no more upward mobility, if there's no more West, then the whole planet can kind of settle into the new dark age of poverty. And that's why I'm supporting Trump, because it's so clear. You know a man by his enemies, and every evil organization on earth is against Trump. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. But he's trying to really bring jobs back and prosperity and empower the individual and build a world based around humanity, not a bunch of global elites. We have a guest coming on just to deal with the State of the Union, Jack Posobiec, and how the New York Times and others are running around saying that Trump did tell Comey to stop the Russian investigation. That's a whole other fake news story. They keep saying that. And then when we put out the videos of what really happened in the hearings, they just say, no, it's fake. Look at this transcript. It's a fake transcript. I can then play you the exact video word for word. I did it earlier. It's coming up again in the next hour, because we can call them liars and fake all day. But why do all of us think of mainstream media as deceptive? AP did a study last year. Only 6% trust MSM. Our numbers are in the 80s in studies that are out there. And that's why they call us the fake news all day, because they're scared. Talk about this. I've never been to Russia, but I read news about what's happening in Russia from our own newspapers. And I also read some of the Russian news that's in English. I read Chinese news, Japanese news, Brazilian news, Mexican news, Canadian news, you name it. I'm a news junkie. And I know that over 30% of the media in Russia is U.S.-owned or Western combine-owned. Now, imagine if the Russians owned 30% or more, it's like 33%, of our media, we would have a Russian problem, and I'd be angry about it. The truth is, about a third of our media is Spanish-speaking and owned by multinationals that are creating a whole La Reconquista Latin movement. So, again, that's another part of globalism breaking our country up. But it's not the Russians that are doing it. There are over 100 known NGOs funded by George Soros, a couple hundred more funded by the State Department, the same State Department that spent $5 billion-plus 4 years ago to foment the overthrow of an elected government in Ukraine, and then they stole the main Russian gas lines coming in out of Russia into Ukraine in the east. Now, that's just facts. And then they go, oh, Russia's anti-free speech. They're starting to not give tax exemption to all these George Soros groups, the same George Soros groups that are funding Black Lives Matter. Oh, and I didn't even get to that yet. I'll cover some of that in the next hour as well. Our reporters were in downtown Austin, and there were communists and Muslims beating up families and folks peacefully protesting against Sharia law that cuts women's genitals off and that doesn't let women, you know, go out without a hood over their head, and that kills gays, throws them off buildings. All this is going on, and literally we have hours of footage on Infowars.com of Trump supporters being beaten up, being hit, being spit on, and we got people, even more powerful footage, people with machine guns out there. Now, this is the left that openly says they don't believe anybody should own guns, but they're out there with hammers and sickles and machine guns and weapons threatening everybody. And the riot police had to come in. You've got a couple hundred people, it would happen in every city, in an anti-Sharia law deal. You can't have our law and an outside Islamic law that's incredibly oppressive and says you got to be a Muslim and women aren't human and all the rest of this. And there is just hours of footage on Infowars.com, the most incredible stuff ever. But there's so much cussing, we can't really play it here, of them screaming, cussing, attacking. And it's Muslims with communists funded by George Soros. They admit Soros funded it, out there beating people up. Owen Schroer got punched repeatedly, got attacked. Same thing happened to Rob Dube, but I'm digressing. The point is, we have George Soros funding these same groups inside Russia. There were hundreds of these guys in black masks with wooden clubs, and they had their AK-47s out there on the street. But remember, these are liberals. These are communists. They want the government to take our guns because they're not going to give theirs up during some type of, you know, armed revolt. And they are the most incoherent, mindless, stupid, literally, mentally scrambled. I mean, they just look like they've been put in microwave ovens. And it's not just us taking clips out of context. So I'm going to ask you to try to boil this down because there's like 10 hours of it. I watched it for like an hour last night and about 2 hours a day. I could not believe it. How incoherent, how hateful, how evil. And they would attack men, women, and children. And they would scream, "You're violating my free speech. Communism, communism, kill Trump. F Alex Jones, F InfoWars, you're a racist." And then just slam people in the head. And then the riot police would run over, because it was at the Capitol, and just stop them, not arrest them. They should have beat their brains out because they're attacking people. They should have clubbed them over the head. The cops run over just to stop them. And they go, "Oh, police state, oh, oh, police state, oh, police, racist, racist, racist." Racist? I'm not for a real police state. You're the ones bringing that in. The police were way too lenient. And I watched all the patriots that were out there exposing oppressive, incompatible, fascistic Sharia law, anti-woman, anti-freedom. I mean, look, you got guys with clubs and shields threatening to hit the cops. Let me tell you something. A guy walks up to me with a club in his hand and a shield. I'm going to attack him because he's already set up to attack me. And I'm showing video. If you're a radio listener, I can't play audio because there's... Well, fade it up for a minute. We'll delay if there's any cussing because there's so much cussing here. Go ahead and fade it up.
Women's rights, you know, safety for women, you know, domestic violence and all this kind
of... We can play this because it's a patriot. She won't cuss.
Fascist, everything. So they changed the narrative and they took it away. They took it away and they're coming out here marching for something that we are not about. But the statistics that I got just this week is that there are somewhere between 27 and 30 actual honor killings that get discovered and get found out in the
U.S. Stop right there.
In the U.S.
Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, everybody's mixed, whatever, humans, all beautiful crowd of people out there standing saying Sharia law is anti-human, Sharia law kills gays, Sharia law does honor killings of women, Sharia law does public executions for people, you know, and the left is out there frothing, and see, here's the deal, I don't hype my show. I don't do things like other talk show hosts. I should have started the show and said we have the most riveting communist and Muslim footage attacking peaceful crowds. Oh, it's so bombshell. And oh, we have the New York Times caught in a huge fake story about Trump. Oh, it's coming up. I just go into whatever I think is the biggest story. And I'm kind of sitting here going, was the biggest story the New York Times putting out fake news against Trump? Or is the bigger story Antifa? I don't know what it is anymore. But I tell you, I have a limited crew. On the weekend, there's only like three people on. And that's so they've been up here all day getting ready. There's no way they could watch. I'm not kidding. We have like 5 hours ourselves, another 20 hours of other video. I mean, I can't even watch it all. Every video on InfoWars is so riveting when dirty communists are beating men, women, and children with clubs and screaming anti-free speech, racist, like mentally ill, upside down, 1984, up is down, down is up. And all we're trying to do is secure the free market and cut taxes and get you more money. And they're running around the lap of freedom, bitching and complaining. I can't handle it anymore. Jack Posobiec's coming up. I got a bunch of clips of Trump saying he'll testify, saying he's 100% ready, and Comey, again, is a complete liar and a coward. That's all coming up second hour. But do your duty in the fight against the globalists. They want to shut us down. Spread the word. Infowars.com. Infowars.com/show. And the great nutraceuticals, the great products, the water filtration, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the Trump is my president shirts, the great fluoride-free super blue colloidal silver iodine-based toothpaste, super blue, been sold out, back in stock, 33% off. BioTrue Selenium out of the gate, 25% off. The new line of Emrix Essentials. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip, 20% off retail. It's one of the top nations, the top brands, but we got to private label it. InfoWarsStore.com. Help fund the InfoWar. We're winning, but we need your support. We're in the enemy's face. live, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't dropped the ball, but it's about 2 weeks ago I launched the contest, $200,000 in prizes, to go out with the shirts that say CNN is ISIS. Make your own shirts, buy our shirts. Just expose mainstream media as a fraud. And we've gotten a bunch of videos in, but the staff's so limited, we're having to plow through those to get the guest on and to cover those issues. But soon we're going to really be paying out those prizes. I've already paid out a few. You know, the guy that caught CNN doing fake newscast to cover up for the Muslim attack in Manchester and London Bridge. We've done that, but we're about to really start having those guests on, playing those clips, just like we did with the Bill Clinton's A Rapist contest. But I see what you're doing. It's awesome. It's amazing. I don't do a lot of contests because we bite off more than we can chew. It really explodes in a successful way. It just then it ties down our crew to even be able to deal with it all. But that ball is really starting to roll, so we want to really commend all of you out there. Great job. Believe me, we're seeing what you're doing, but we're pinned down just like you, overwhelmed. We're trying as hard as we can. Jack Posobiec joining us coming up here in a second. But first, I want to play this clip. Trump talks about the tapes of the Comey investigation, says you're going to be very disappointed. Trump says he would be 100% testify under oath, denies Comey claims on Flynn and loyalty. Trump's smart. He wants to get in there before Congress and tear the hell out of them. Instead, they want to bring in Comey and other enemies. But despite the fact that they brought Comey in, he fell flat on his face. That's why they want to have him back again. Here's the clip of Trump.
Who would like to ask? Should I take one of the killer networks that treat me so badly as fake news? Should I do that?
Standing room, Mr. President.
Go ahead, John.
Thank you.
Be fair, John.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how nice you used to be before I ran? Such a nice man.
Always fair. Mr. President, I want to get back to James Comey's testimony. You suggested he didn't tell the truth in everything he said. He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could let
he could I didn't let go. Say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd loyalty? Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those events? 100%.
I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
I would be glad to tell him exactly what I just told you, Jeff.
Now, let's go ahead and play, because notice they didn't say in that press conference the day after Comey, oh, Comey said you never ordered him to. They just acted like Trump had said that. Here is the clip from Thursday.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
Director, when the president requested that you, and I quote, let Flynn go, General Flynn had an unreported contact with the Russians, which is an offense.
All right, it goes on from there. But we're going to play more clips because Jack Posobiec's coming on. And the New York Times said this never happened. This is all fake. A couple months ago, last Thursday, it never happened. The New York Times, owned by the kingpin of Mexico, Carlos Slim, says it never happened. And, of course, Obama said you never built your business and that Obamacare was free. We'll be back.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Are we seeing the earth? You've got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You've got it. Are we seeing the earth?
Jack Posobiec is our
guest.
I'm not fake news, but I am. free. I've been saying Jack Posobiec. I've been aware of Jack Posobiec for about a year and a half, leading one of the biggest grassroots organizations for Trump, doing a great job as a journalist and reporter, often retweeted by the president and others, and under massive demonization. But that's the great part about being teleprompter free is sometimes in the brain, you're not reading off a teleprompter, you butcher names. So Jack Posobiec is our guest, citizensfortrump.com, therebel.media. He's a writer, filmmaker, recovering political operative. 2016, Jack was the special projects director for Citizens for Trump, the largest Trump grassroots organization in the U.S. Originally from Philadelphia area, Jack has worked for four presidential campaigns as well as numerous candidates for Senate, Congress, and governor. He is also a veteran of the U.S. Navy and multiple deployments overseas. He is fluent in Mandarin Chinese. In his spare time, Jack is a science fiction and it goes on theater patron and proud member of the Slav Right. And he joins us, Jack Posobiec. Again, I feel like I know exactly. Jack.
Wow, you got my whole life story there. I appreciate that.
You bet. I feel like I know you for a year and a half, but I'm always reading your name, so I'm sorry. You know, though, I'm famous for butchering names, so please forgive me.
No, it's okay. I understand. It's got that weird double letter thing at the end.
Dude, I can barely read my last name sometimes. Now let's get serious, though, here.
Yes.
You know, I snuck into Bohemian Grove 17 years ago. They said it wasn't real and it was fake footage. Now, this month, you know, the new episode, kickoff of the season for House of Cards, admits Bohemian Grove. So the point is, we're not fake news, we're real news. And I want to dive into what I covered in the last hour for new listeners that tuned in, but get your take on it. How do you crystallize the magnitude of your story in the New York Times yesterday? Because I'm demonizing it as well, so are others, Mike Cernovich. Because it's cut and dry they had these hearings. Two hearings where he said Trump or no one else ever asked him to stop the investigation. The media ignores that, but they go further. They then say that you made up a tweet quote that we have the damn video of the congressional hearing of. This is next level BS. In what world are they operating, Jack Posobiec?
Yeah, they're actually becoming the thing that they hate. They're projecting their version of, you know, they call it alternative reality, alternative facts. They're actually creating fake news. They're calling me a conspiracy theorist. You know, I looked up the definition of the word conspiracy. That's talking about, you know, covert agencies and influence. I quoted the director of the FBI under oath. I quoted his testimony. This is not a conspiracy. But now we're living in a world where to the New York Times, to CNN, to many of these globalist tied organizations, we know about the Washington Post ties to the CIA. We know about New York Times toast to Carlos Slim, the billionaire from Mexico. They're living in a world where facts just don't matter.
That's right. And if you just joined us and you're a radio or TV listener, or if you were already on the last hour, like, yeah, we know they lie. We got to prove this to people that don't understand it. And this is one of the most blaring cases. They say a pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet and a runaway story. And then they say, oh, Posobiec put out a fake tweet, and then Limbaugh picked it up. Oh, my God, it was a top story last week that Comey said nobody ever tried to influence him. And they don't tell you to the end of the story that there is a video and that it was a month ago, which doesn't make it deceptive. It doesn't matter. You were being very clear that he's already testified to that and that he said 2 months before from a memo that he put out that Trump had tried to influence him. So he's lying one way or the other. This is such an important clip. So what do you think is happening, Jack?
You know, it's Orwellian in the sense that the lies of today don't match up to the lies of tomorrow. And I'm not even creating anything here. I'm really just pointing out to them that your narrative today does not match the narrative of 1 month prior, the testimony that was given under oath by James Comey. All we're doing is putting it up. And that's what we're doing here. And the New York Times realizes this, Alex. That's why he's attacking me. That's why people like Media Matters and David Brock are attacking us so much, because we're destroying their programming. We're breaking the conditioning. We're taking down their narrative with facts, with figures, with video, with clips, because we have new media. We have platforms like Infowars.com. We have the ability to hold their feet to the fire. And as the New York Times reports, this actually made it to President Trump's desk himself. They actually said Melania was the one that brought it to him, which I think is amazing. So I'm glad to be read by the First Lady.
Absolutely. And let's expand on this. I'm going to read part of this quote. I'm going to play the clip because they say this is fake. This is not real. Posobiec was mad. He made this up. You can read the article, folks. New York Times titled a pro-Trump conspiracy theorist. And it says, Comey, not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something without an appropriate purpose. And he goes on. So they say this is made up by Jack Posobiec. They say this, And then they go, Alex Jones and put it out, and everybody else put it out, and we're all so evil. We're just these horrible demons. Here is the clip of what they say doesn't exist. Here it is.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
Not happened in my experience, Jack Posobiec.
Says it twice. Don happened in my experience. He makes no qualifiers about it being about one specific official or another. He doesn't say, a Lynch. He doesn't say Trump. He doesn't say Obama. He says not happened in my experience with no qualifiers whatsoever. And then, of course, compounded on the fact, and I mentioned this to New York Times in my interview, they didn't report it, but I said, wouldn't what he testified that Loretta Lynch later put pressure on him to take back the investigation talk of Hillary Clinton, to downplay it, call it a matter instead of an investigation. I guess he works for the Federal Bureau of Matters now. Wouldn't that also constitute something pushing back, trying to stop an investigation by Loretta Lynch? So either way, the guy's testimony does not match his previous testimony. That's all I'm saying. But they said I made it up.
And we were all conspiracy theorists when we thought Comey was the main leaker. Trump said that. And now we know Comey was a leaker. They know Trump knows, so he's just covering his butt by bringing this out. Now, let's play another clip, though, because you watch CNN, you watch MSNBC, you watch ABC, NBC. They're still saying, Comey says that you told him to shut down the investigation. The truth is, Comey had to admit that's not what happened, but everyone is ignoring this clip and others from Thursday's hearing, which, again, they're trying to say is fake news. But here is C-SPAN. Here is Senator Burr talking to Comey.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
All right, that's enough. And I have two other clips during the hearing, the same thing. Now, if you're a radio listener going, wait a minute, I saw CNN today, they said that happened. I just played a clip at the start of the hour, if folks weren't tuned in, where they're asking Trump questions and they're saying, you ordered them to stop investigating Flynn. And Trump goes, no, that's a lie, not true. Man, you're a big liar. The tapes are coming out. You're not going to be very happy. You're going to be disappointed. Let me ask Jack Posobiec this question, political analyst, smart guy. They've tripled down on lies. Is there a method of the madness? Is this desperation? What do you expect to come?
Alex, what they're trying to do is keep a grip whatever way they can on the left, the few people that are still reading the New York Times, that are still looking to them for truth. They've realized that their credibility is shot. It was shot at the end of the last election when they said Hillary Clinton, 85% chance to win.
No, I agree. They have nothing to lose except their own Kool-Aid drinking cult. So now they're just purely speaking to the cult.
They're purely speaking to the cult. Everyone else that's woken up to this, everyone else that understands the programming, understands it's like they live and you've got the glasses on, right? So everybody knows that what they're telling you is not true, but they've got to come up with some way to keep it going, to keep the cognitive dissonance, their conditioning going for the people that have been listening to them. But that number is dwindling and dwindling every day. You know, it's funny. I actually was trying to find a copy of the New York Times today. I said, hey, I'm in the New York Times. I want to find a copy. Alex, I couldn't find it at any of the stores around where I live because they don't carry it anymore.
Absolutely. I mean, they're dead. It's over. They claim, oh, our subscriptions are up. Well, of course, for the election, we had three times the listeners during the election. They go, oh, you're going down. No, we were going up, hit a new peak. Now we're at a new plateau, but our audience is biggest ever. In the aggregate, they are going straight down. They are bankrupt. They are propped up by a kingpin. Jack Posobiec, straight ahead. I'll tell you about his new book, too.
Hello, this is Hank Hill. And I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Jack Posobiec with us a little bit in the next segment. Then I want to get Mike Cernovich on, because he's demonized this article, too. And I want to be clear. We're not talking about this because we're in an article. I'm in, let's not exaggerate, 50 articles a day I know of, you know, all over TV, all over everywhere, lying about me, taking stuff out of context. It's just so crazy now that you see these headlines every day that are just totally false. I mean, I see so many now, makes my head spin. And Jack Posobiec, author, researcher, political operative, patriot, is our guest. I want to talk some about your book at the start of the next segment that I didn't know just came out today. In fact, I want to carry your book. I know your books are great at InfoWarsStore.com, but you'll tell us about your book at the start of the next segment. But just, I don't want to be overconfident. I agree the globalists are crazy. I agree they're out of control. I agree they're starting to lose, but they've got so much bravado and they keep doubling down. They ran their scam during the election saying it was 15 points behind in polls. We knew the scientific polls showed that Trump was really ahead. I said that over and over again. We saw the truth on election day. We know they had fake polls. We know they had fake questions being given out to Hillary before the whole situation with the debates. We know that as informed people that are actually have a pulse and have IQs above room temperature. But now it's not like a campaign. It just goes on and on and on. And conservatives, libertarians aren't used to just fighting 24/7. We have jobs. So I'm not being negative. I'm just saying the wall of lies, even though Trump's delivering on the economy and doing so many great things, is affecting some people. And the globalists are just doubling down. So where do you see this going?
You know, Alex, that's exactly right. And what you're seeing is they're very much on the defensive because they know that their sources of information aren't the only they don't have the dictatorship of the narrative anymore. We control the narrative just as much as them. We can put out news on our platforms. And every time somebody goes, who's a New York Times reader or a CNN reader, every time they go onto social media, every time they tune in to InfoWars.com, that's someone that's converted. That's someone that's lost on their side. So where this is going is, instead of trying to say, hey, we should put the brakes on this and actually get back to journalistic integrity, researching stories, interviewing people, what they've decided to do is instead turn it into tribalism and run psyops against our side, psyops on their side, to tell them these people are against you, these people are trying to lie to you, and foment that hatred and anger against them. It's definitely unchristian, to say at the least. And what they're doing is they're making things worse. They're creating more friction. That's what's leading to the Antifa fights we're seeing in the streets, because those people, they're on the leading edge of this sine curve, because they're seeing the violence that's pushed by this type of hatred, that's pushed by this type of demonization, the way they're demonizing you, the way they're demonizing me, the way they're demonizing President Trump. And it's very, very dangerous, I have to say.
And it only makes us bigger. But the message of the average person is, oppose us, we will destroy you. So they're targeting the weak-minded. They're targeting folks on the fence. I saw Antifa demonstrations all over the country this weekend, but our own crew was down there for like 6 hours. So I guess 6 hours times three is like, I can't watch it all. They are foaming at the mouth. They are horrible people compared to the folks protesting Sharia law. That's like protesting Nazism. Great looking white, black, Hispanic, Asian protesting Sharia law. A bunch of goons in black with machine guns beating up people with clubs, not getting in trouble, screaming, yelling, cussing. And when they'd hit a family or a kid in the head, the cops would just come over and stop them. And they would scream, oh, racist police. And I'm not kissing the police's butt, but the police are angels compared to this. And this is all Soros funded. I mean, I just cannot believe that they are such horrible people, in what they do. And they can't ever debate. They can't talk. They're totally tribal. They just scream, F you, F America, up with Islam. And they're so-called liberals. The feminists are there putting hijabs on.
Yeah, Alex, and it's great that you mentioned, I caught earlier that you were talking about what's going on in Eastern Europe. I'm actually planning a trip there very soon. I want to hit Poland. I want to hit Romania, maybe even Belarus, to talk about how George Soros is pushing these through subversive movements like Antifa, as well as propaganda campaigns in the news media over there against them. He was able to get the Maidan revolution started in Ukraine that turned it into the war zone it is today. He wants to push that across Eastern Europe. He wants to push Poland in. It's all about migrants. It's all about tearing this apart and delegitimizing governments. That's what
he admits. He wants to end European cultures, and then a few Eastern countries that defeated Islam in 100 wars, literally, say, we're not part of this. Soros is taking over. He's the enemy. And then he declares, I'm going to overthrow you.
Yeah, exactly. When Antifa was created back in the 20s by Leon Trotsky, believe it or not, they were the arm of the Communist Party that was supposed to go into countries before communism to destabilize the government, delegitimize the government, so the communists could then come in and say, hey, we can deal with these guys for you. Just come listen to us.
Jack Posobiec, again, we've shown a little bit of the footage for TV viewers. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show to see it. But tomorrow I'll have a compilation because there's just hours and hours. The most vicious, hateful people with clubs, beating police. The police do nothing. They are just attacking families. They are screaming and yelling and spitting and throwing bags of piss on people. They are like wearing Muslim helmets with crescent moon flags, with communist flags. I mean, who could make this up? Why don't they go back to the collapsed Islamic countries? Why don't they go to North Korea? I mean, what is their problem?
You know, what it is, Alex, is they can't stand to live in a country that has freedom like the United States. They can't debate their ideas, you know, peacefully. They don't have any thoughts because it's all emotion with them. It's all drummed up hatred. It's all programmed.
They're just pissed they're losers. They're just pissed they're losers.
Yeah, these are all losers in life. You don't see people that going from, like, you know, the 9-to-5 job with a family of a couple of kids going out into the streets and doing this stuff. It's all life losers that get pushed into these fringe movements.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I didn't feel powerful seeing how weak our enemy was. I felt as a human pathetic. I mean, these people are the most pathetic, worm-like creatures I've ever seen.
Exactly. And you've got people on the other side like George Soros, like Hillary Clinton, David Barack, Barack Obama, that are utilizing them, exploiting these kids to further their globalistic tendencies, to further their totalitarian dreams on the United States and across the world. And so a part of me wants to say, you know, people like that, I wish we could take care of them. I wish we could help them. But they're so far gone that you've just got to have, honestly, the police to come in and at least calm everything down.
Well, that's right. For folks that haven't seen these videos, I mean, they all look like they've had lobotomies. They're like Bozo the Clown mental patients. But I'm sorry, I can't go to these, because if I see some dude that's 300 pounds hit a woman with a club, I'm going to stomp his guts out. I'm not Mr. Tough Guy, but I see that, I'm going to beat your ass. So I can't even go to these events. And then I see the police putting up with it. It is sickening. I saw Lauren Southern in the video being hit and piss thrown on her, and nothing's done. I mean, what is going on here?
Yeah, believe it or not, when I was at Guantanamo Bay, when I was stationed down there, throwing urine on people, that's what the Al-Qaeda detainees used to do. They'd mix these little cups up with blood and urine, whatever they could find. And then when you came by, if they didn't like it, they'd throw it at you. They used to call it splashing. So now we're seeing Antifa literally using Al-Qaeda tactics in the streets.
Well, I'm not Mr. Tough Guy, because, I mean, I've gone out and battled the communists, and it's all on tape, and I've battled the Mecha people. I mean, I just can't handle it. I mean, I see some guy beating a woman with a kid over the head with a club, I'm going to beat the living hell out of him.
Lines, you know, you can't cross, you know, man?
Absolutely. We're beating them intellectually, but it makes me sick. And I'm not for a police state, but the cops should have beat them to a pulp with their clubs. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, I just want prosperity and freedom. I want an open, free society in the West. It's what's always done that. I see folks trying to promote communism and radical Islam and Orthodox Islam. And I see the Muslim population at 1.5 billion, about to go to 3 billion in the next 30 years or less. And I see the left allied with it. And I see Trump trying to bring jobs back and trying to bring prosperity back and all the lies about Trump. Mike Cernovich is coming up here in just a few minutes. Jack Posobiec. I want to get some closing comments from him and invite him back on a regular basis. I'd like to invite him. I know he's a correspondent for a lot of great groups out there. CitizensForTrump.com, TheRebel.media does an amazing job. Have their host on almost every day. But I'd like to encourage you, if you want to do reports for us or file anything when you're in Eastern Europe, I would love to have you on, Jack, so don't be shy. Folks can follow you on Twitter at JackPosobiec.com. But just briefly, closing comments, and tell us about your new book.
Well, you know, Alex, I'm actually down here in Monticello. I'm visiting Thomas Jefferson's homestead. And a lot of people don't know this. Thomas Jefferson was an early info warrior. He said that he has committed himself to any tyranny over the minds of men. Isn't that exactly what
he said? I've sworn on the altar of God, resistance to any form of tyranny over the mind of men. Yes, sir. In fact, I thought that looked very Virginian where you're at.
It is. I'm actually right just sort of at the foothill of where Monticello is. It's right behind me. So we were just visiting there today. It's beautiful. If people haven't been there, you've got to see it. This is God's country, truly.
It is gorgeous. So just State of the Union, they hate you almost as much as they hate me. That's a badge of honor. Why do they hate Jack Posobiec so much? And tell us about your book.
Yeah, I think they hate Jack Posobiec so much because I tell the truth because I'm out there and I organize. So the book, I've actually got a copy of it right here, Citizens for Trump. And what it is so many people write books about Donald Trump. This isn't a book about Donald Trump. This is a book about the movement of people that coalesce together to support him, to take back our country. It's an inside look. And Alex, you are in there, my friend. You were in there at the historic rally we held at the RNC. Your speech, Roger Stone's speech, Mike Cernovich came down. All of us are in there because it took so many parts. InfoWars was a huge part of that. And this also goes through, tells them behind-the-scenes stories, tells some of the organizing stories that I did, stuff like MAGA 3X, Stop the Steal, all the things that we did across the country.
And by the way, that's critical, Jack, as you know, because whether Trump's for real or not, which clearly he is, whether he wins or fails, he wins by taking action in the arena. We've built the multicultural pro-America coalition, that rally we had with thousands of people at it. Half the crowd wasn't white. That freaks out CNN that it was black and Hispanic and white and Asian Americans wanting freedom, not wanting to live in North Korea. That is revolutionary. That's what scares them.
Exactly. And the fact we didn't charge a single cent for admission to that. It was open to the public. Everyone could come. We only asked that nobody had any violence. And people don't remember what it was like last summer, just about a year ago. The violence of Antifa.
We were battling communists all over the city. But thank God they didn't show up at that because they're such cowards. They always pick on little groups.
And we had the Bikers for Trump came out all day. They volunteered. They stood out in the hot sun. They protected me. They protected you. They protected all of us so we could be out there. We even had LGBT for Trump standing right up, giant rainbow flag. Milo came out and spoke. And it was amazing. And so starting with that, it goes through and shows how this movement built and grew, turned into forms and chapters across the country, how we ran that and how we used that and utilized that to build these organizations that were living as opposed to the two-party duopoly that Roger Stone talks about all the time, that has for so long sought to control our system. The people rose up, we formed up, we created a movement, we created an army, really, and that's what this book is about.
That's right. Let's be clear. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, the point is he's bringing the change we need to a controlled paradigm that's stagnant and rotting. I think it's beautiful, but for folks out there that want to live in a paradigm of being controlled and absolutely, being servile, that's what's brought us to this point, and the corrupt elites we know are out of control hate Trump. Jack Posobiec, thank you so much for joining us.
So great to be here, Alex. Happy to come back.
Thank you. Oh, we're going to get Mike Cernovich on the line because, I got to get him on about all this news. Trump's come out and said fake news media doesn't cover great economic news. Economics is the most base, absolute, confirmed form of reality. It's, do you have food? Do you have water? Do you have a job? Do you have the supplies you need? And free market delivers about 100 times on average or more better than communism. And the only problem is it creates such wealth that it creates giant armies of decadent people who then bitch and complain because they're not, Hollywood stars or whatever. But the truth is, when it comes to resources and innovation, free market is the best thing the planet's ever seen. Look, that's like stating 2 + 2 = 4. You know that. That's why you're listening to this broadcast. You're the brain trust of America, of every race, color, and creed. All humans. I don't believe in race. It's red blood. It's wanting freedom. We're coming together. And we know that the left, defending Sharia law and cutting women's genitals off and putting hoods over their heads and throwing gays off buildings, is not compatible with America. That's Sharia law. So we go out and we protest it, and all over the country they come out and attack us because they're bullies, because they're scum. But you look at who's out there. It's not even really the Muslims. They were like 10% protesting. It is the most brain-damaged-looking, lobotomized-looking, whacked-out, stick-your-finger-in-the-electric-socket nutballs. And you got to ask yourself, what is this? Well, this is the scum of the earth that are all on welfare, who want to get an extra George Soros check for $500 to go out and beat somebody up. These are the wannabe tough guys that want to go out and look at people that actually live their lives and work. And then demonize them. Mike Cernovich joins us at the end of this segment and for the next. And we've also got a clip coming up dealing with the fact that House of Cards is now giving InfoWars a hat tip. Mike Cernovich, what do you make of the current state, the Comey hearing we saw Thursday, and the article about you, myself, and Posobiec saying that nobody in any hearing ever said that Trump didn't say, hey, don't stop the investigation? I mean, Comey admits that Trump never said stop it, but the news is saying we're liars for publishing the video.
Yeah, a lot of people, too, want to know, where are those Comey memos and why is that Columbia University professor in hiding? Where is he? Where are the memos? I've heard from people who are saying that they're having difficulty locating these alleged memos that Comey had. Now, Comey, as you know, claimed that right after his meetings with Trump, he would go outside and type up a memo on an FBI laptop, and he should have handed that in. And they should have that. So I'm hearing
That's obstruction on record. Exactly. The word is it's all fake memos. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what people are saying. Well, where are the memos? So if he has these alleged memos, people would love to see them. And people want to know why he doesn't have memos of Loretta Lynch and these other meetings that he had with people where they were actually telling him to obstruct justice. So there's a lot going on there. What I noticed today, though, is The media narrative has – they're literally saying do not think about Comey anymore. There have been multiple articles today saying forget about Comey. We need to talk about Russia again. That's how much of a debacle that hearing was.
And we said that on Thursday and Friday. Clearly, if you watched it, it was a train wreck, epic disaster. But media for a day tried to say, oh, big victory. Oh, you know, spinning different points. But as you said, by Friday and Saturday, they want to move off of that because it was a spectacular defeat. Give us a breakdown of that defeat.
Yeah, so everybody thought they were so hyped that the bars in D.C. were actually opening and serving alcohol at 10:30 in the morning, and people were ready. They thought this was a Super Bowl for the left and that Comey was going to say that Trump was under investigation, that Trump obstructed justice, that Trump told Comey that he couldn't investigate certain people.
This was supposed to be Trump's Waterloo. So instead, the media wants to pretend that everything they thought was not true.
Exactly. So not only did they not get any victory, but we found out that one, Trump was never under investigation personally. And interesting how that was never leaked to the media, even though you and I had said from the beginning, because of a real news.
We knew you said it was coming.
Exactly. We've always known.
I can't believe how right we are, actually, Cernovich. I can't believe how right you are. It's amazing being me associated with such people like you. That's the best part of this fight, is I get to know the great people like Cernovich and Paul Watson and Posobiec. I mean, it is, and the crew out here, and you. I mean, this is awesome. We're the people that aren't idiots.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
All right, final segment. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Mike Cernovich is our guest. Before we go any further, we are listener supported. I'm not going to belabor this. We bring in the best supplements, the best fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue with colloidal silver and iodine, the best non-GMO heirloom seeds, the great pro-gun T-shirts and InfoWars shirts to meet like-minded people and promote freedom. If you believe in what we're doing, we need your hopes, your prayers, and your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We also got one of the top organic makers of personal care products like shampoo, body wash, mouthwash, sunscreen that's all natural and healthy, and bug spray that's all natural and healthy. And Imbrix Essentials, that's at InfoWarsStore.com as well. 25% up. Off when you sign up for AutoShip, 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip, 20% off retail, InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. But the biggest thing you can do is spread the word about the broadcast, spread our articles, our videos, and also financially support us getting great products you and your family need. It all starts at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Mike Cernovich, let me give you the floor here for a few minutes, and I've got one more item I want to hit. Other points you want to make, and what is the state of the union for the awakening right now? I see Trump winning.
Well, the state of the union is amazing. It's the greatest time in the world in my whole time to be alive, because Never have more people been paying attention to the world. Think about this. The statistic, I think I retweeted the article on Twitter. More people were watching James Comey hearing than the NFL, right? Think about that. We haven't had more people actually paying attention since maybe the first Gulf War, when we had the first time the airstrikes were published and everything.
So now politics are interesting because people know there's a real fight. It's not all staged. I was even watching a CNN focus group, and everybody on it said it made Trump look better at the Comey interview, and CNN looked so pissed.
Well, and that was also in that New York Times article where it was completely fake news, and they defamed a good friend of mine, Jack Posobiec, and claimed that he made up something which was a complete fabrication. But they always talk about how many views we're getting now. They're mad now that Jack Posobiec can do a video, a citizen journalist, a new up-and-coming star like Jack, can do a Periscope. More people are tuning into Posobiec, Cernovich, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Stefan Molyneux, Lauren Southern, I mean, you name it. There's like a talent explosion right now. So every day there's a new guy. He posts a new Trump. He's the one who actually found those Reza Aslan tweets. And really, we put the pressure on him and been going. So he's like rookie of the year. So when I look around, I've never in my life seen more patriots paying attention. And I have never seen a deeper talent pool, which is
and
why
that's
you want
to panics them is because. You can be a college student and start a Twitter account and make points. You'll have more followers and more retweets than Anderson Cooper in a month. That's why they're panicking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And also, a lot of people, the big old money conservative people, have reached out to me. And as you know, I've never taken outside money. I don't believe in anything. But they've said, they go, I'm tired of this, Cernovich. And I go, what's wrong? And they go, why is it that my people that I pay tens of millions of dollars in these super PACs, why can't they get people to show up to a rally? Why can't they get people to show up to a flash mob? Why can't they do what you guys are just doing every day? And I go, well, I think you're getting ripped off. But if you think you're going to control me with money, I don't even want it. I've turned down more money than most people because I don't want them to try to control me with the globalist publishing.
Sure, absolutely. I've been offered, $500 million. But I more and more realize it's not even a payoff. They actually want to win. And so who knows? We may make some big announcements very, very soon. But there's a lot of big stuff going on.
Well, and that's exactly right. Because I told them,
Trump has made it safe for people in the system. This isn't a sellout, folks. If we take over and restore the country, you're going to see power brokers that didn't like what was happening joining us. That's not a sellout. That's victory. Get ready to take over. Get ready to restore the republic. Get ready to win.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Because I told them, I go, look, if you think that I'm going to be another neocon and you're just going to buy me off and I'm going to shill for wars in the Middle East, you understand? They go, no. They go, you don't get it. They go, we're tired of giving our money to losers who all they can do is maybe run some stupid ad or
they call it's existential. They know there's a war on free market. That's the best system. They realize it's a threat to even the power structure. We have to defeat this cancer of Sharia law and the left and Soros, and everybody's sick of him.
And they're also seeing the terrorism happening in Europe. And they're telling me now that we thought that we could just be rich and import slave labor, but we realize now that we'll have terrorism in America. And right now there was a Molotov cocktail in Paris.
It's like Peter Thiel said, the tide is going out on globalism. It's cancer. He was against it 20 years ago. Other globalists are against it now because they realize it's bad. We just need to go with human freedom. Go with free market. Stop it.
Yeah, and nobody's being safe. And then they're also very sick by the next generation, like Alex Soros, is posting, spirit cooking pictures, and he's revealing all the occult stuff that they do that you're not supposed to talk about. So now when we say that Alex Soros is a spirit cooker, well, we can show pictures where there's a woman laying down on a board like a corpse effigy kind of thing, and they're performing their pictures. They post that to the social media. People go, why do you call Soros a Luciferian? And I go, well, because I can show you pictures of Alex Soros at a spirit cooking party. What more evidence do you need?
No, you're right. And they can't help it. It's lesser magic. They've got to throw it in our face. And the sickening photo that I saw James Woods put out of Alex Soros meeting with Schumer. I mean, it's just disgusting. We're ruled by turds like this.
Well, and it's changing, too. I mean, the CNN is ISIS contest. I didn't expect somebody. You were right. Like when we talked about it, I thought a few people would do it. But right when I told you that night, you wanted a draft that night to get it out there, because there are so many entries now, I can't even keep track of them.
We got 200, and I've got like a limited crew, so trust me, people are going to get on, awards are going to happen. It's like trying to eat an elephant. Exactly. You know, it's funny you mentioned devil worship. You didn't even know this. That's what's amazing about our guest right now. I wanted to play a clip from the new kickoff of the new season of House of Cards that shows Bohemian Grove that 17 years ago infiltrated, where they do mock human sacrifice. And you bring it up without me even telling you it was coming up. Let's play the first minute or two of the new House of Cards season kickoff. Here it is. Shows the big owl. They say it's a crow. They do the mock human sacrifice to put all their cares, their bad karma, onto something else. It's black magic. How do you do evil and get away with it not coming back on you? That's what this is. Here it is. So if you're a radio listener, men in torches, red robes, come before a giant owl or crow to burn the effigy of a child, to put their Faustian evil onto the child.
Elysium, we honor thee.
We honor thee. We honor thee. We honor thee.
No mortal flame can destroy common woe. Just one fire can conquer. Fire that burns in the fields of Elysium.
Hail, brothers! Many brothers!
They've never seen the fields of Elysium.
Brothers many. Make brothers one. Hail, fellowship! Hail, crow, in his verdant kingdom. Common woe be done.
Hail, brothers! Common woe be done! Set us free! Set us free! Set us free!
They burn the effigy of a child.
Set us free!
But then, Underwood says, oh, presidents can't go. Presidents go to this.
Set us free!
I'm not blaming everybody that goes. It's just an entrance way to this.
Yeah. Look around. Some of the most powerful men in the world are gathered in this clearing. Members of one of our country's most exclusive clubs. Invitation only, unless, of course, you invite yourself. They gather here to seek God between the branches of these magnificent trees. They eat together, they piss next to each other, and they carve up the world like a Sunday roast. This is where the real power is. No women or presidents allowed. The former I am not, the latter I will be again. Because I have managed to reduce a national election down to one state. And while these men here can't swing the votes of an entire nation, one measly state, well, that they can.
All right, Mr. Cernovich, I just wanted to show that because they claimed it was fake when I first videotaped it. Now they admit it. This just shows how it's all coming out. Final comments.
Yeah, the awakening is happening. We are living in like a time of the revival. We've never had more people paying more attention. It really goes to show the New York Times, they try to knock us down every time, and it doesn't really work. More money is coming in to the Soros website, the Soros companies. But the patriots, as long as they won't themselves be silenced and share the good news of the truth with their friends, family, neighbors, with the internet and everything. But we're growing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And Alex, Soros can worship the devil all day. He's not the real God. He will be broken. Thank
We've
you,
We've taken
Cernovich.
Thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360. Win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.